Texan Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. We can put a bow on this one. Wimberley comes away with a 31-21 victory here tonight in Wimberley over the Canyon Lake Hawks. This is how it happened. JoJo Weeks got the Texans on the board first tonight by hitting Kobe Crowder on a 44-yard touchdown pass. That came only a minute and 25 seconds into the game with 10:35 left to play in the first quarter. Jack Cole's extra point made it Wimberley 7 and Canyon Lake nothing. Canyon Lake answered almost immediately, though. It was Tanner Ferris, dangerous player, 50-yard touchdown reception from his quarterback, Benjamin Fuller. That was with 9:34 left to play in the first quarter. Trenton Lorette's kick tied the score at 7 at that point. Wimberley, though, Jack Cole was able to bang through a 30-yard field goal with 32 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Texans led at that point by a score of 10-7, and that's how the first quarter ended. It was Hunter Williams for Wimberley in the second period. 3-yard run with 7:29 left to play in that quarter. Cole's extra point gave Wimberley a 17-7 lead at that point. But Trenton Lorette then took the ensuing kickoff, 82 yards for a touchdown. And only seconds later, with 7:14 left to play in the second quarter, Lorette's kick made it Wimberley 17 and Canyon Lake 14. And it was game on again at that point. Excuse me. Wimberley then scored on a Gavin Martinez 38-yard pass play from Weeks. That was his Weeks' second touchdown pass of the night. That came with 4:42 left to play in the second period. And Cole's kick made it Wimberley 24-14 at that point with a 10-point lead. And then Martinez came through again. Less than 2 minutes later, with 1:56 left to play in the third period, he scored, scintillating pass play. Boy, my allergies are killing me here, Jared. You may have to give me some oxygen. Gavin Martinez with, you got an oxygen tank around here? 26-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks with 1:56 left to play in the third period. Cole's kick made it Wimberley 31 and Canyon Lake 14. Canyon Lake, again, answered almost immediately. It was Austin Brennan with a 38-yard pass reception from Fuller with 1:08 left to play in the third period. Lorette's kick made it 31-21. That's how the third period ended, and that's how the ball game ended. Wimberley, again, comes away tonight with the victory over Canyon Lake by a score of 31-21. Stay with us, friends. A reminder, our game tonight, brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and also scores tonight brought to you, scores and highlights by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back and wrap this one up. After this brief timeout, give you some scores from around the area. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Back at Texan Stadium, our postgame show. Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. Our scores and highlights, by the way, brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Some updated scores for you. And all of these are late scores, not finals quite yet, but very, very late. Navarro 42-7 over LaGrange. It's Dripping Springs handily over Kerrville Tyvee. That's 26-7. Taft over San Marcos right now, 38-28. Again, the Bernie-Somerset game was yesterday. Bernie beat Somerset 21-0 was the final. Bastrop all over Cedar Creek, 43-9 tonight. Our last update from the Lehman J ball game was Lehman 12 and J nothing. Westlake in a good one over Bowie, 28-21 late. It's Fredericksburg, 41-12 over Lytle right now. Judson is beating New Braunfels, 53-13 is the score in that one. Reagan in front of Hayes, 27-14 is the score there. Giddings ahead of Yoakum at this point, 23-8. That was the last update we got on that one. I think that one's from a while back. Pleasanton, 23-0 over Bandera, and Cuero shut out Gonzalez right now. Well, actually, it's not a final yet, but they are shutting out Gonzalez again by a score of 43-0. And again, our scores and highlights tonight brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Let's bring Jared Robinson in now and talk about this one tonight. Wimberley with a 31-21 win. Jared, a win is a win is a win is a win. It wasn't always pretty tonight, but I would imagine Doug Warren would be pretty happy, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to be happy with what obviously the outcome of the game, 31-21 win. There's a lot of opportunities that the Texans left on the field. Defense, you know, found a little bit of vulnerability today. We've seen them play so solid that they gave up a couple big plays. Those are things that are going to happen throughout the season. But, you know, one thing I know Coach is going to go into is those plays in the red zone. You know, just making sure that you get points on the board. We saw Jack Cole kick one field goal out of all of them. We punched a couple of them in, but several of them were turnovers. And so a couple penalties took us out of the red zone, ended up with some punts there later off in the game. White Man did a good job pinning them down to the eighth in the very last drive. So, you know, some positive things. Obviously the big positives, 31-21, you're getting the win. But, some things to work on, and obviously the coaches are going to get back to the grind. Tomorrow they're going to watch some film, and they'll be ready for next week. We got Fredericksburg at home and the homecoming. Like you said, you gonna be here with bells on?
Absolutely. I'm assuming you're gonna buy me either a garter or a mum or something, a bouquet of flowers or something. It's the least you could do because you're a rookie on this deal. You're still a rookie. You understand that?
I'm telling you, I feel at heart I'm a veteran, but
yeah.
I think it may be frowned upon if we're in the same room like that and I'm buying you something. I think it may be.
I think it's encouraged.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Just buy me something to eat. How about that?
There you go. We can do that. Now, I love food.
I think that, you know, I was thinking about this, Jared, about halfway through the third period. You're right about the things that Doug Warren will point out. This is awfully, what are we, four games into this season right now. This is a fun team to watch. You know, Gavin Martinez he's got great hands as a wide receiver, and he's dangerous. Colby Crowder's fun to watch. Hunter Williams, outstanding running back. Ben Garza. This team's very entertaining to watch. You know, a lot of teams will just run it up the middle and they don't have any explosive players and they don't do anything special. I think this has a chance to be a special Wimberley team.
Yeah, they've got a lot of wide receivers that you're seeing, you know, step up and make some plays. We said several times tonight the young man Cade Stover, Wyatt Mann's name came up several times, Gavin Martinez, obviously Colby Crowder, we've seen several. But anytime you're getting your wide receiver core, you're really four deep in that wide receiver core, and maybe even more than that. And then you've got a dynamic back like Hunter Williams. And, you know, we didn't even get a chance to see Guy Kiparos, who in the first game here at Wimberley really had a great deal. Hunter's running so well that Guy Kiparos and Jake Cockerham have really, kind of set back and watched him. But those are two
and
guys.
And played defense.
Yep. But those two guys, they're going to need down
the
way because,
fresh.
Yeah, Hunter's not going to be able to maintain, you know, what he's doing all season, and the coaching staff knows that. You know, Moss Carruthers is another guy who can step back there. We've seen him get some touches, especially around some of the goal lines, and, you know, he's a bigger kid, so he's real strong. But, you know, a lot of positive things. I agree with you. I think this is an exciting Wimberley team, and if that defense can play and continue what they're doing right now, there's great things to come for this Texan team. I'm excited to watch it.
Well, Jared, thanks a lot. Another great job.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. We had a little technical difficulties there in the very beginning, but those are going to happen. We understand that. We'll keep it as cool, as calm, as collective as we can. So I look forward to next week. I think it's going to be a packed crowd. Of course, I don't know how we have a bigger crowd than we had tonight.
Good crowd tonight.
But next week, obviously, halftime's going to be a little bit longer. The public will get to hear us talk a little bit more. And I know that's a pleasure for everybody out there. They get to hear us. So
they're dying for that, I'm sure.
I'm telling you, I'm getting texts all the time. They just want to hear more of us. But no, I appreciate it. We had a great time. You guys tune in next week for sure. Again, Fredericksburg playing here in Wimberley, 7:30 on Friday night.
Well, let's go ahead and say goodnight tonight from Wimberley. How about that? Texans defeat the Canyon Lake Hawks tonight. Score is 31-21. Texans now move to 3-1 on the season, while the Hawks fall to 2-2. Our game tonight made possible by the following good folks: Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Scores and highlights were courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Again, next week, Jared mentioned it, we are at home again to host Fredericksburg. Airtime is 7:10. Kickoff is set for 7:30, and we would love to have you join us once again for Wimberley Texans football. Thanks once again to my partner, Jared. Awesome job as usual. Again, our final from Wimberley. Wimberley, 31, Canyon Lake, 21. From all of us here at the Sun Radio Sports Network, until next week, once again, from beautiful Wimberley, Texas, I'm Mike Blackwell. Good night, friends.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.